Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was a big press conference in Harrisburg this week that had to do with an issue that involves helping to save lives from drug overdoses in Pennsylvania. And I understand that law enforcement is involved in this effort. What's going on here?
Yes, I had the honor of participating with Secretary of Drug and Alcohol Gary Tennis and the Lieutenant Governor and many others in a press conference earlier this week to recognize the hundreds of Pennsylvania police departments and individual officers who have improved the health and safety of their communities and actually saved lives since becoming equipped with naloxone, a drug to counteract the effects of a heroin overdose. Police officers have reversed more than 600 deaths, overdoses, in little more than a year, making a significant impact on the worst health crisis we've seen in our lifetime. And this heroin epidemic, unfortunately, continues to grow, and the insatiable appetite of Americans, including Pennsylvanians, for drugs, it continues to be a plague on our society. As someone who's been on the front lines of fighting this war on illegal drugs, I supported the legislation passed in the General Assembly and signed into law making the drug more readily available to emergency responders, EMS, and the law enforcement community and the public. And there's been even special orders written by the Physician General to make this drug more available directly with little or no cost.
Also, the House Appropriations Committee is holding budget hearings that are ongoing in Harrisburg. But I understand that there's a lot of concern with some of the governor's actions right now, considering his veto of funds for Pennsylvania schools and some of the messaging that he's putting out about that. What's going on here?
Yes, it's very unfortunate that several Pennsylvania schools are on the verge of closing due to the governor's budget cuts of $3 billion in state education funding. And his administration has developed and apparently sent a school closing checklist to help schools shut their doors. And I just find this incredible, as he's actually providing a checklist to help schools shut their doors while at the same time cutting $3 billion in state education funding. It just astounds me. The action is completely unnecessary, as the governor has it within his power to ensure that schools are funded and stay open. We've passed three state budgets, the last one the governor signed into law, but then vetoed the education funding going forward. So it's a very frustrating process. When the General Assembly sent a budget to the governor's desk on December 24th, schools were set to receive a historic level of state aid until the governor vetoed several education line items, including half of the basic education funding allocation schools would receive for this fiscal year. And we began to immediately address that cut by working on supplemental budget measures, House Bill 1821, which also faces a veto threat by the governor. Lawmakers, including myself, are frustrated. The governor continues to play games and hold hostage the students of Pennsylvania, leaving millions of parents with questions about their children's education, and it's totally unnecessary. Governor Wolf continues to use his $3 billion cut of education funding to leverage support for nearly $3 billion in new income, sales, and other taxes that would be imposed on working families, small businesses, and many other sectors. And we'll continue to fight for a balanced budget that's fiscally responsible and fair to the taxpayers.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.